This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Years after its foreign strategic partnership deal with Geely, Proton this September unveiled a new look to the national car maker's logo and a fresh tagline to cement its ambition to be a global and modern automotive brand. But with this rebranding exercise came many questions. Why this? Why now? And what does this mean for the future of Proton? Well, to answer these questions and give us some insights into the thought process that went into Proton's recent rebranding, we have with us on Resource Center today, Senior Director of Strategy at Proton Holdings, Yusri Yusuf. Welcome to the show, Yusri. This is not Proton's first attempt at rebranding, right? I mean, there have been many rebranding exercises over the years since Proton's inception. So my first question to you is, why embark on this new face and feel for Proton?
We have to do this, whether now or later. And when we look into the progress of what Proton has gone, at least since the recent years, since we embarked into the new journey with a strategic partner, we believe that somewhere along the line, we need to push a bit more about our brand. But in order to do that, we need to make sure that our internal operations are ready to go through, our people are ready to start working on this new push, and we need to make sure that we have at least a starting point of consumers' confidence in the brand that we need to refresh and rejuvenate in order for us not to start from ground zero, but at least we have a good feel. And based on that, that's the right time that we started to give a push 2-3 weeks ago.
Maybe you can tell us a bit about the story behind this new brand identity and how it's different from Proton's previous branding.
I would not call it new. I would still call it an evolution of our identity. As many of us know, we started the company as the pride of the nation, where it represents a new capability, a new capacity of Proton in the automotive industry. And at that time, the brand was represented by a logo that was derived from a Malaysian identity, which was our own flag, the crescent, the star, and accompanied or amalgamated with a shield that represent a good strength moving forward. And as it flows in, we refresh one time, and in the year 2000, we started to put in what we call a new identity, with a new representation of Malaysia, which is the tiger. And in the year 2000, when we put the tiger element into our identity, it actually give out the impression of agility, the impression of moving forward. And we still maintain our other identity in terms of the shield with the addition of the round shape and also a Proton lettering. And from there on, we continue to enhance with several what you call enhancement on the design itself, until recently that we feel that it needs to be refreshed in a bigger way. And that's how we represent our identity, still with a tiger, but with a different representation that show that emphasize more on courage, more on moving forward and ready to go in a bigger way. That's how we put things through.
So I've had a look at the new logo, and it has the tiger that was previously kind of looking down, now looking forward, or like it seems to have like a new hala tujuan. It's like moving forward, you know. So where is this new Proton heading forward to?
Rightly stated, it's moving forward. It's not like the previous one doesn't represent moving forward, but it is the next step that we get the tiger to be in that new position. And it represents a lot of, it actually sums up our company strategy in moving forward. What does it mean? Today or previously, we can see that Proton has always been known for many reasons. But positively, at least the drivability has been consistently positively commended. And we know that at certain level, it is also reliable and affordable to the nation. But that has become the hygiene factor for any consumers. What we look at in terms of the preferences of consumers are more into technologies and more into the reliability throughout the ownership period. And they want to see a more recognizable element in the car that they own, more internationally recognized features. So these are the things that we believe as a value in our brand that we are pushing through. The identity must represent our commitment to move forward, and the identity and the value must come together. The delivery of our promise must be together. So that's what we believe we can now work very, very hard to deliver this commitment.
While we're still talking about the logo, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. Now, there have been similarities drawn between the Proton logo and the Thundercat symbol that some of us might remember from watching the famous 80s cartoon in our childhood. I'm just talking about this because I remember it. What are your thoughts on that?
If we realized this 19 years ago, when we first introduced our new logo at that time, it represents many interpretations. I think everybody is entitled for their own interpretation, but we see this as a positive interpretation in many ways. So we accept that as long as it actually represents the certain criteria of positive characteristics, courageous, bravery and fighting spirit. That's what Malaysians are all about. That's what Tigers are all about. That's how I see it.
It's also super nostalgic and really cool, I have to say. I'd also like to hone in on the new tagline. So, inspiring connections. Now, this sounds more abstract and less automakerish, for lack of a better term, than some of Proton's previous taglines. I mean, it's in the drive. You know, that is, for me, top of mind. Yeah. Why inspiring connections?
We have many reasons on this tagline. As I said, back in the year 2000, we put a lot of emphasis on driving. That's when we launched at that time the Wajah. We put up the tagline called safe and in control, that signify that the car is safe for the people and the car gives a good drivability, that the driver will be in control. And we evolved from there on in many cars that we introduced, and more recently before this is about it's in the drive, which means the company is driving forward and the car that the people own is all about the drive. Now, knowing that these are the expected element in Proton, which we will continue anyway, drivability and safety, we need to go and move to the next step. What is expected by the people, by the generation today? And after a long study, after a very deep analysis, we feel that connectivity is the in thing today. And as a features, it's in the in thing. But as a business, it is also an important criteria that the company needs to connect with the people. The car needs to connect with the user. And the human, among human, we need to reconnect ourselves so that we will be able to continue providing relevant specifications, relevant features to the user. And inspiring connection is a metaphor that we want to push the new journey for Proton. The next chapter for Proton is about Proton connecting to the people. And in terms of the vehicle itself, as I think you are very much aware, the high Proton element has been the in thing today. Even my little child, when the first time he went into the X70, immediately he said, "High Proton, bring me to Shah Alam."
Yeah.
Just that, and that was the very first time he went into the new proton car. And you can imagine how high proton element has been able to connect the vehicle and the people, and the people with the other people as well. So that's the reason today we push in inspiring connection as our tagline.
It's time for a break. When we come back, we discuss what the new proton means for Malaysians. Resource Centre will be right back on BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Centre with me, Audrey Raj. Senior Director of Strategy at Proton Holdings, Yusri Yusof, is with me today, and we are discussing Proton's recent rebranding exercise and what this means for the national car maker and, of course, us Malaysians. Yusri, why choose the third quarter of this year to launch the rebranding? I mean, why was this not done after the Proton Giri FSP that happened 2 years ago?
It's just the right time. It's not coincidental. To be fair, the work on the new identity has started much, much earlier. And even the identity or the new logo was approved much earlier last year. And we believe that on certain criteria of our implementation, we need to make sure the full readiness of the whole ecosystem. And we also need to make sure that, as I mentioned earlier, at what level of consumer confidence that we want to achieve prior to our introduction of the new identity. And we see that this is the ideal time for us to start communicating. But the implementation, of course, will be implemented over a period of time, maybe 1.5 or to 2 years. So we look into that angle. But it doesn't matter whether it's quarter three, quarter four, but there are certain milestones that we want to leverage on. So that's the time that we feel the right time.
Now, we know what it's like with every rebranding exercise. There's always an impact to a brand's stakeholders. In this case, Proton as a company, and of course, to your average Malaysian like you and me. What would you say does the new vision, mission, and values of Proton mean to the company itself?
It is indeed very important, because we need to make sure whatever that we commit or whatever we promise to the consumers must be delivered from inside. And when what you see 2 weeks ago was the rollout of our new brand, but what you have not seen before that was actually the preparation for our new vision, mission, and value. And while we are putting a big ambition, even within the organization, the delivery actually depends on what value are we putting into the system. The value of teamwork, the strong teamwork that each and everyone in the organization, including the business partner, will have to deliver in the interest of the brand. We also look at our ambition, our target as an achiever, to make sure that whatever that we need to deliver, we need to deliver the target that is aspirational, the target that will make the difference in terms of the result. The third value that we are pushing internally is respect. Because without respect, we will not be anywhere on this world. We need to respect each other within the organization. We need to respect the needs of our consumer. We need to respect the needs of the business partner within the organization that we need to work on. And finally, the integrity. This integrity is the soul of each one of the employee, each one of the people in the organization must have. And with this mode, we abbreviate this as TARI.
TARI?
TARI. T-A-R-I, TARI, dance. Which means everybody must move in the right sequence at the right speed, following the right rhythm, then we'll be able to deliver a good show. We'll be able to deliver the good experience to our target consumers.
Speaking of your target consumers, what about what the new Proton means for Malaysians from the perspective of a national automaker?
Well, we have been in the market since 1983 as a company. We have started to deliver our first model in 1985. And from there on, we have expanded into many operations of the industry. What we have been trying to provide to our consumers are good and improving experience. And in terms of, it will cover in many angles the products. We want to make sure that the consumer will be able to experience good products. Good products can come in many angles. The reliability, the safety features, and more recently, in terms of internationally recognized features, the connectivity, the mobility, as well as all this, the new thing, the autonomous, whether it's in a level one or two, it doesn't matter. But we want the consumer to experience new thing as we move on. In terms of satisfaction throughout the ownership period, this is also very important. We need to make sure that consumers feel very safe and also feel satisfied as they started to own the car until whatever the time that they will continue to use the car. This is very important. And the third thing is we will not stop from where we are today. We need to continue to learn. We need to continue to acquire new things, new technologies for us to be able to give better products and services to the people. And of course, when we do things, we will look into the Malaysian requirements or Malaysian perspective first. And at the same time, we will also put a lot of study for the regional market that we believe we can do better compared to what it was before.
And finally, just before we go, Yusri, what does this new branding mean for Proton's future?
It means a lot. It means a very deep commitment to the consumers, to Malaysians. And inspiring connection as our brand tagline. The new rejuvenated tiger, or some people call it the unleashed tiger in moving forward. It is our commitment to give better products. It is our commitment to give better experience, and it is our commitment to be better. And whatever that we work on, we will have to continue to work hard. We will continue to put all the effort to give the best to our customers. And by then, we hope that we will be able to continue to infuse confidence into the brand and to regain confidence from the people in Malaysia itself. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Yusri.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Senior Director of Strategy at Proton Holdings, Yusri Yusof. Now, if you miss any part of this show, you know where to find our podcasts. They're available on the BFM website, bfm.my. Also on the BFM app, which you can find on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And you can also find our podcasts on all other platforms where you can consume podcasts. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Yusri Yusof from Proton Holdings, thank you for listening to Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Having trouble getting invoices paid on time? Mark Laudy of Riabu is here to help.
To solve the issue of late customer payments, you must first get a grip of how much it's costing you. Here's how. First, go back to your list of reasons which customers have told you why they're paying you late. Then you match that to the overdue invoices. Soon you'll have a list of how much each problem, each invoicing issue is costing you. This is called the lost revenue factor. Take this data to your next management meeting. It's a very persuasive way to ensure everyone commits to solving the problem. But while management plays a critical role in getting your invoices paid on time, there is another very important group of people in your company who you must also get on board. And we'll talk about them in the next episode.
For more info, visit riabu.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.